Page 20. Governmental Affairs Report by Jeff Tom. Starting with federal legislation, the American Council of the Blind has two important pieces of legislation on which we are working. Our first bill, H.R. 4040, the Alice Cogswell and Sullivan Macy Act, would include a wide array of important reforms for the education of children who are blind, low vision, deaf, and hard of hearing. Page 21. I won't provide you with the list of 6 California co-sponsors for the bill, because there will probably be more by the time you read this, but you can always let me know if you want that information in order to ask your member of Congress to co-sponsor the bill if he or she has not already done so. Secondly, ACB is working for passage of H.R. 3749, which would establish a Medicare pilot project to pay for low vision aids. We need you to likewise urge your members of Congress to support that bill. Finally, the reauthorization of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, which seemed to be stalled only a few weeks ago, is now beginning to gain steam. Fortunately, however, the parts of that bill that would have had a very negative impact for our population have been removed, and there is little more to say at this time. In April, I represented this organization in a group of advocates working for more funding for transit, paratransit, and pedestrian issues. There happens to be a growing pot of money that is not able to be used for general state purposes, and for which transportation is one of the few uses to which this money can be placed. That fund will be around for at least another 5 years, so we must make sure that public transit and paratransit get their share. As I write this, the legislature is poised to pass the 2014-15 budget, and it is a mixed bag for CCB. Page 22. On the positive side, the governor, through advocacy by many parties, which began with CCB talking directly with the governor's office, decided to take a proposal off the table, at least for this year, under which each school district would be responsible for paying the cost of producing its own Braille and large print books for children in kindergarten through eighth grade. This proposal would have resulted in the elimination of a system whereby the state, at very low cost, lends books to the school districts and saves everyone money, while providing timely and good quality books for pupils who are blind or who have low vision. We may still be fighting battles concerning this system next year, but we have educated the parties as to the need to maintain the state's involvement in book production and keep any fee that the districts are required to pay low enough to ensure that the districts will not withdraw from the current system. On the other hand, although the governor has indicated that revenue projections are substantially higher, he has also said that Medi-Cal program expenses are way up, and thus he will not agree to fund new initiatives. In the final budget compromise, the legislature agreed to abandon many of its proposals, including state cost of living increases for SSI recipients and resumption of various optional Medi-Cal benefits, including podiatric services, which are so important to many persons suffering from diabetic retinopathy. Page 23. The legislature has agreed to put a major initiative on the ballot that will put billions of dollars aside for bad revenue years. Moreover, the governor did compromise with the legislature on overtime hours for IHSS providers. He withdrew his proposal to forbid overtime hours and instead agreed to allow 66 hours per week for a provider, with exceptions that will permit additional hours in limited situations. The governor's stance against new expenditures could spell trouble for CCB's bill AB 1703, which would include reader services in the in-home supportive services program. The bill has, however, passed the Assembly and will soon be heard in its first Senate committee. Another important bill, AB 1602, may also be put in jeopardy, although it arguably has a better chance for success than AB 1703. AB 1602, which would remove a requirement under which Business Enterprise Program vendors operating roadside rest stop vending machine locations must pay for the cost of utilities, has also passed the Assembly and is so far proceeding smoothly in the Senate. Not only does that bill have a lower cost estimate than AB 1703, but it is arguable that it will cost the state thousands of dollars in federal funds, and thus the governor may look more kindly toward it. In conclusion, let me say what a pleasure it has been serving as your governmental affairs chair under President Pomerantz. At the outset of her administration, she promised to make CCB more out front in the array of public policy areas that impact us. She has carried out this promise, and make no mistake about it, that isn't easy to achieve with all of the president's other duties. However, it is up to each and every one of us to continue our president's vision of making this organization the best advocacy entity that it can be. By the time you read this, our new governmental affairs chair, Mitch Pomerantz, will be at the helm, and there is no one more qualified to hold this position in CCB than he. With his leadership and your hard work, we will succeed in our efforts to make a difference in the lives of persons with vision loss.